Since the word was the initial thought that triggered the genesis of this book, I start with people that proclaim. These include lectors, the ordained, and catechists. They help us participate with the word as more than just listeners. There is an enormous responsibility to not just simply read. If one believes that divinity truly inspired the original authors, then there is no choice but to ask for the grace to do likewise in our current time. Along with prayer and practice, there is also quiet time with God to allow the senses and soul to absorb whatever grace God chooses to give to the proclaimer. Sometimes there is very little, and they might feel on their own. Other times they can barely stand from the overwhelming love. Either way, the desire to please God by doing a good job sends each word, comma, or pause off the page outwardly, then inwardly, to all who wish to receive it. They know that their voice combined with the community's ears make up one body. Christ himself joins us in the moment, bridging time and space to whisper truths into our hearts. For further reflection, those who proclaim, with John 1.